You're so mean when you
talk. You're listening to Master Noel and Sir Mark on House of MNSN Radio. And we are back. Yes. That was Pink. Great girl. Anyway,
do you know her personally?
I'd love to. I think she'd be a great girl to go out and get fucking drunk with.
I think she'd be a good lay.
She'd fucking crush you. Have you seen her lately?
She's hot.
She looks like a fucking bodybuilder.
Well, she was. She's the one that was spinning around with that water, right?
Yeah.
Oh my god, that was so hot.
Now she's actually doing something in Las Vegas, and
yes.
If you Google Pink at the American Music Award, you should check it out. It's her doing this song, and she's on top of this muscular guy.
Yes.
She has...
Where was it? What was it?
American Music Award Pink 2012. Excuse me.
Yeah.
And basically she is holding... She's upside down, head... It's out of this world, and she is singing live, doing the Cirque du Soleil acrobat thing. And the girl can...
Was it Try? Is that what the one
yes,
she did?
Yes, Try.
All right. Just keep talking. I'm just going to have a little peek at it.
And it is incredible. I mean, the girl can sing acrobatic physically what she does. I mean, that is talent. You know, it's one thing to be able to just stand there and sing.
He's cute.
Yeah, he's hot. He's gorgeous.
She's cute, too.
Yeah, she's stunning.
She's beautiful, yeah.
And her husband is beautiful. And I love she's kinky. She's wild. She's fun. She's friendly, amazing. She's a new cover girl face for cover
Holy
girl.
Shit!
Yeah. Isn't that incredible?
She's like balancing upside down on this dude.
Yeah. And was singing live.
Oh, wow. She can really do the splits.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
And wait when she holds the guy.
I'll drop it into the chat room for everybody. This is very cool. I was impressed when you showed me Sir Mark...
Last year at the American Music
2009.
Yeah, it was 2000. Okay.
I just saw it. That's why I know. And when she was singing and spinning around, and we were both looking at each other like, how the fuck did she... And you could tell she was doing like, because she was out of breath, and you could hear it. But she was like not... And I was like, you know what? That, to me, was one of the better performances that I've seen anybody do. And, I mean, I've seen Pink Floyd like 43 times, and... It's kind of hard to beat that, but wow, she was like pretty good.
Yes, she's amazing.
Really well. Anyways, I put it to the
I got it here.
Into the chat room. Excuse me, sorry about that, everybody. So, so we are going to start talking about what? Where are we at? Ooh, he's like dragging her around. Crap.
Oh yeah, it's amazing. And then at one point, did you see when she's balancing?
I had it. Ooh, she just. Oh, her tit almost fell out. Oh, yeah. Anyways, I can't just stop watching this. I'm a little hard now. I know. But wind.
Anyway, so we had, so that was this week. Last night.
Yes, we're talking about last night. You want to get into this. So.
Well, last night we had our second annual Wolfmas party at Envy Bar and Lounge in St. Catharines. Thank you, Enzo, and the staff. It was a small group, but we had a great time.
How many people? I thought there was a lot of people there.
Less than last month.
Well, I'm amazed that we got that many out 2 days before Christmas.
It was. We were busier last night than we were on a Friday night, and usually Friday night you can't move in that place. So that just says.
Yeah, that's
something.
Awesome.
But it was. We had a good little turnout.
There's a lot of people in the back playing too.
Yeah.
Right?
We raised about, $130.
More than that. I thought it was closer to two, wasn't it?
Well, by the time we split the stuff and paid whatever.
Okay,
maybe around 200. Yeah. But it was a good little turnout. It was quite fun. But before that, what was amazing, I got treated to a very
Oh, you're
nice,
not going
to... Yes. Master Noel organized
all lies.
A beautiful dinner for me, for us, because it's our anniversary on New Year's on the 1st. And the boys and Slave Wayne made us an incredible, beautiful dinner. So I want to say thank you very much to Boy Neil and Slave Wayne. It was perfect. And it was very thoughtful and very nice. And thank you. I thought I was going to get a proposal or something. But
did you really?
I don't know.
Oh, you didn't. Sir Mark, you did not think that. You did, didn't you? Oh, my God, look at your face. He did. Wow. Yeah, not going to happen.
A man's allowed to dream, you know. But anyway, it was a beautiful dinner, and I want to say thank you.
Yeah, the boys did
much.
A very good job.
Yes,
thank you, boys.
It was. And then we all went out, and it was Mama Claus and Kinky.
Dirty Santa.
Dirty Santa, and we had the elves and the rain pup. And we had Pop Corey and his new friend were with us, which he's a very nice boy. And we had a late night, and we slept until 10 this morning. And
what time? I was up at 8:30.
No.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. It was 10 o'clock.
I did a freaking pot of coffee before you even got up.
No, you did not.
I think so.
No.
Or was that yesterday?
That was yesterday.
Oh, never mind. All my days are running together
yeah,
now.
Yeah, no. And then I went grocery shopping, and it's fucking crazy out there.
Was it? I meant to ask you how busy it was. Is it busy?
The grocery store wasn't that crazy,
yeah.
But you can tell like where all the people have to shop, like any other.
Sorry.
It was that's going to be crazy. I'm glad I'm done. I don't have to go. Don't have to do any. Tomorrow I've been painting the bathroom, and tomorrow I'm going to finish that. Or I may not.
Oh, well, take a day. Take a day and relax. He's so cute. Thank you, Slave Wayne. I am cute.
Thank you, Slave Wayne.
We do our anniversary type stuff. I'm not a big fan of Wolfmas. Sir Mark, apparently. Now, you got the... That was hysterical. So you got the boys' anniversary presents? Is that what you did?
Huh?
Well, you gave Pup Corey his.
Well, yeah, because I didn't think we were going to see him
so
for Christmas.
So is that Wolfmas or is that anniversary?
Well, him it was kind of Wolfmas.
For him it was Wolfmas?
I'm not like you. I don't have to put everything all in one day so I forget it.
I fully admit everything happens on New Year's because I'll never forget the anniversary. I'll never forget Boy Neil's anniversary with his coloring. It's just all one day. It's perfect.
Well, I'm not changing my birthday.
Oh, come on, please.
Nope. Sorry.
Fuck.
But anyway, so that was last night, and we're going to have... I can't wait for
How many people are coming here for
New Year's?
New Year's
Eve, we have about 12 people, I think.
That's going to be a busy little dungeon.
Yeah, actually, I think this year it's going to be because they're all perverts coming.
They were all perverts last year.
Yeah, but... This year's...
Last year was a lot different, yeah.
Yeah,
that was actually Senator Romney, so...
So, that'll be that.
Yeah,
and
good.
Then Christmas Day, we're going to... This is going to be our second or third?
It'll be total third, second with the boys.
Yeah, so we're going to Mandarin's Chinese Buffet.
Oh, they have such good... And I can eat there, which is awesome.
Yeah, and we're going to eat for an hour, 45 minutes only...
Then you have to get out.
Then we have to get out. And then we'll come home and get naked or get in our sweaty pants and crawl in bed, turn the TV.
Sweaty pants. I'll make your pants.
Sweaty pants and just watch some movies and fall asleep and wake up and eat some more and fall asleep.
Yeah, I think that's what we should. I think we just make a big giant nest on the floor. And
no, we got the TV upstairs.
Oh, yeah. There's
it's
only
all
gonna
set
be,
up
there's
now.
Only three of us.
Yeah.
Well, no, there's going to be five of us.
No, it's going to be Corey. I think David's working.
Oh, is he? Okay.
And
I
if
don't know.
Not, that's perfect. We'll all get cozy.
Wow. Wow. Are you talking about an orgy on freaking...
Well, why? An orgy on fucking New Year's? Might as well have one on...
I never said we're having an orgy on New Year's.
What the fuck do you think's going to happen if a whole bunch of people start doing some kinky play in a dungeon?
It's educational.
No, it's not.
You don't think that's going to be educational?
No, it's just going to be, well, in your own mind, you can call it whatever. But in reality, it's called sex. If you get
there
hard.
There was sex here last year. Oh,
no.
Wait a minute.
Well, there after. They could have been, but it got a little weird. But anyway.
A little weird, yeah.
But yeah, so it's going to be,
I think we're going to have a nice time. Everybody's going to bring a little something. And
yeah, and make sure everybody drinks and just have fun and crash somewhere.
So now back to what we were talking about. So. Because I think I pissed Boy Neil off. I don't think he's on now, is he? No, good.
Why did you piss him off?
Well, because I'm like, he says that to me after. Jesus, you better not have got me nothing. You told me we weren't doing Wolfness. I'm like, I said, he's not giving a gift expecting something back. That's not how Sir Mark works. So.
No.
Fuck, you told me we weren't getting anybody anything. But. Yeah.
Anyway, so that's that.
What do you want for your anniversary, other than a ring? Because you're not getting that.
Holiday. God, I wish I could. No.
Even our holiday was a work holiday.
No, you know what? That was not a holiday. Really, for me, that was the first break we actually had. In 3 years.
Yeah.
I would go, but I'm really... I had a little mental breakdown today.
I'm okay with that. We just talked about it.
I know, but I can't. It's been a very long time since I've been on that edge, and I can feel it.
Why do you do it like you had nails?
Because that's how I feel. I feel like I'm just dangling on a. I'm just
really.
Yeah,
you're stressed.
I'm really.
You are stressed out a lot. I think a lot of it has to do with the work too.
Well, it is. I mean, I had to have a conversation with a few people this week along and cleared the air, and I lost it on one person in particular, and you know, and I'm not that way. I'm usually quite
level. Well, yeah, I'll
and
give
when
the level.
I do lose it, it's because that I finally got to that, and you know, it takes a while. But
you did have quite the meltdown, I do have to say.
Yeah, and I'm just kind of and it's the time of year I still enjoy Wolfmas.
Yeah.
And certain aspect of it, the beautifulness of it, and just the friends aspect and the food and stuff, and some of the movies. And I need to get my fix of that.
Yeah, well, I'm working all week, so you're good.
Working all week? Now, you're working till what, maybe 12 tomorrow?
Oh, God, it's going to be a long day.
So, yeah, talking about that. Friday, I get a text.
You're going to bust my balls for this, too.
Yes, I get a text at 1 o'clock, everybody in the chat room, okay?
Oh, they're not going to believe you.
Oh, yeah, they will.
No, they're not.
So I get a text at 10 after 1 from Master Noel, and it's Wolf, and it's a picture of a beer.
Whoa. You tell your side. You tell your version. I'll tell mine.
Okay, well, you know what? I will go and find the text.
I actually just pulled it up.
Yeah, and I will go and do that.
So, yeah, let's both do that. I wonder if they're going to be different on their phones.
Look,
there's me all naked. Did I send you that picture of me naked?
Oh, another one?
Yeah, I know. I think it was in the bathtub there.
Where is that?
All right, here we go. This is really funny. I cannot believe we both got our phones up and we're arguing about this whole thing.
I'm not arguing.
No, I understand. Basically, you text me, are you free at 12:52? And at 12:52, I text you back a picture of...
You went in my fucking phone.
I would not have gone in
here. You
never would do that. You know that.
No,
I respect your privacy.
I was looking on the wrong thing.
Oh. So, what did I send you back?
I'm going to it right now.
But you started it off with you're free. You free? You know, like that sort of deal. I text him a picture of a beer bottle. Full beer, because I was at the bar at 12:52 having a beer. And then I typed, yeah. And then you said, well, that's not good. Have a good day. And that's how you ended it. I'm like,
so, yeah, so it's
wow.
12:52. Yeah. I go, that's not good. Have a good day. Oh, yeah, really? Because if that is the first thing I'm seeing at 12:52, it means in about 3 hours later,
That's not true.
Oh, really? Yes, it is.
All right, so we're gonna do a real quick commercial.
And then we'll finish this conversation.
Yeah, because you want to talk about something else, don't you? I don't know, do you? Oh, well. Then we're going to go a little bit of America. We're right back.
Ain't it foggy outside? All the planes have been grounded. Ain't the fire inside? Let's all go stand around it.
honey, I've been there, and you've been here. We ain't had no time to drink that beer, 'cause I understand you've been running from the man that goes by the name of the Sandman. He flies the sky like an eagle in the eye of a hurricane that's abandoned.
To Master Noel and Sir Monk on House of MNSM.
And we are back. Well, Master Noel just had an awakening, an epiphany suddenly.
I can't hear the music too loud.
He went back and read the rest of the message that he continued to text.
I'm denying the plausible deniability in regards to anything
I will
may or may not have happened.
All the messages.
You are not!
The guilty parties who were there, Slave Wayne, and
no, he wasn't.
Yes, he was. He fucking went and picked you up.
All right. Oh, yeah. That's right.
Duh.
I remember that now. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Oh, Boy Neal's home.
Boy Neal's home.
He's back in the chat room.
So who else is in there now? Okay, Boy Neal.
Pup Kalen, Pup Loki. Boy. Time.
So anyway, so New Year's is coming up.
Yep.
Actually, something I want to touch. We're all going next Friday. I'm really looking forward to that. That's going to be fun.
Okay, why am I so freaked out right now? What are you talking about?
Next Friday, we're going back to our summer place. To the point.
Oh, right. Yes.
Next Friday night, we're a bunch of us are getting together, and we're going back to the point.
Uh-huh.
And they're turning the hydro on, and we're going to have I kind of did something bad last night. I mentioned it to two guys from the point. I went, we didn't get an invite. I went, oops, so I guess you're not invited.
You did not.
Well, I thought everybody was invited.
Honey, they're not special like us.
I guess no. I realized that last night, and they realized that last night too.
They only have us around for the entertainment value. You know that. They sit and laugh at us. That's why they have us around.
So
he just didn't, did he? Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah. So anyway, so we're gonna pack our sleeping bag and our long johns and stuff and some good food, and we're gonna go and spend some good time with our friends.
I think it's gonna be very nice. I already told Boy Neal to bring the puppy bed, because that's pretty comfortable for the boy to sleep on, because we're not all gonna be able to fit three of us not on a pull-out couch. It'll be too small. I won't sleep well. So.
Yeah, but there's the other couch right across from the pull-out couch. There are two couches.
Well, there may be somebody else on it. So.
Oh, maybe.
So all that's right. All I'm thinking is we'll just yeah.
We'll bring all sleeping bags and pillows.
Yeah.
And
yep. So. So you're looking forward to that, you say?
Yeah. No, it's going to be nice. I miss some of the people from the park. Not everybody.
Okay.
But no, I miss. I think it's going to be quite fun.
We will have we're going to have a good time. I'm sure of that.
That's that. And then Joseph's not checking in with us tonight.
Oh yeah, we should have really talked about that.
Because
he's busy.
He's busy. So if you want to check what's going on, just go on the extra. If you want extra dot,
I can do that right now.
Whatever. I think you're able to check. But even Eagle Toronto, you can check the website. What's going on downtown Toronto?
Uh-huh.
Or even Fab Magazine and see what's happening in downtown Toronto. I would recommend that if you're going to be there for Pride, check. A lot of the bars don't have a cover charge before a certain time. A great place to go on New Year's Eve is...
Where's that?
Zippers.
What's Zippers doing?
Zippers, they always do a really nice... It's a retro kind of night. Good music, good dance music. They always have kind of a buffet and some entertainment. They may charge... after a certain time.
I don't know. I don't know.
Anyway, Zippers Cell Block, it's at Church and College. Mm-hmm. Woody's is always a great place to go. Georgie Girl is going to be there. On Christmas Day, is it Christmas Eve? Check on Woody's too website. Chris Edwards celebrating his birthday. Chris Edwards is one of Toronto's top female impersonators. He's going to be 51 years old.
Who is?
Chris Edwards.
Is he really?
Yeah, on Christmas Day. Yeah. And he normally has his show Christmas Eve or Christmas Day at Woody's.
Right.
And then there's Cruise and Tango, Fahrenheit, and the other girls are going to be there. Michelle Ross are going to be at Cruise and Tango. So get a Fab or an extra, and you can get your update what's going on. I think there's a big Bulldog party, too, on New Year's Eve in Toronto.
Is there?
Yeah, the Bulldog group, they usually do. It's the big bear guys and stuff, the husky, hunky man. So if you have anything you want to promote, just send us an email.
That's a great, I hadn't thought about that. That's a really good idea.
To plug that up. we'll plug it on the line and plug it online.
Yeah, that's right. When you say plug it on up, it's giving me other. Just like, oh, yeah.
How's everybody doing in the chat room?
I think probably half asleep like the rest of us.
Yes.
Let's talk about our events that we're going to be planning. You're going to try to get the Imperial Court involved in this. Is that true or no?
Yeah, I'm going to try. You know what? The Buffalo Court, I still know a few people. It's just the ones that I do know, I don't know if I'd really want to associate with some of them.
Wow, careful, honey.
I know. That's why I'm trying to word that perfectly. We're trying to do an event in Buffalo. It's probably going to be more like March, sometime in March. And an event in Toronto to raise money and awareness about
anti-bullying.
Try to get a few people, maybe a speaker or such, and just have a fun day, some great entertainment.
Yep.
Not only drag, there will be some live singers, musician, comics,
Where are you pulling this all out of? Where are we getting comics from? Who's a comic?
Well, in Toronto, I already have a list of people that have asked.
Wow, all right, cool.
Yeah, so I've asked Richard Ryder to
he's funny. I like
to
him.
Do a little thing.
Yeah, good. And he'll promote the shit out of it on the show, I hope.
Yeah, on Proud FM, and I've asked Georgie Girl, and I've asked Fahrenheit, and a few of Toronto's top queen, and Pop Corey's going to be doing some singing. We're going to be doing a little number.
Actually, who?
Us, the group, the family.
We are?
Yes.
Wow. What are we doing? Do we know?
We're going to do a nice song. I think it's going to be one of Pink. There's one song in particular she does that I think would be appropriate. And it'll be a fun
What do night. I have to do?
You're probably going to sing with me and play the guitar or something.
Or
the keyboard. But so if there's anything you'd like to get involved, if you know a caterer who would be willing to
donate
some food and all of that. Anyway, all help will be
We're going to need a lot of help when we get this going. Yes. I can't log into the chat room. Are you able to right now?
I'm still there.
All right.
We're having some internet and computer problem all night, so.
Yeah, it's called user error. Truly. There we go. Listen.
So we're getting to the end of, this year.
Yes, we are.
It's been interesting.
Okay.
Looking at, relationship-wise, business-wise, friends-wise, the world-wise, it's been a lot and stuff. Anything that you're thankful for that's happened?
Pardon? I was not expecting that to just wasn't.
Well, we're not going to be doing a show for...
Before New Year's?
No.
When's New Year's?
New Year's is next weekend.
You're right. It's going to be New Year's before we do another show. So, oh, no. The 30th is we're going to do a show next week? No.
I don't know.
Anyways.
We'll post. But anyway, even if we're not and stuff, it's been, it's 2012. It's like...
Do you know my fly's been open the entire show?
Oh, and you didn't do that on purpose?
No.
So why did you unzip it before you sat down?
It's buttons, and I'm cold. Anyways, I just looked down, I thought, wow, there's Mr. Happy in there. What am I thankful for? I don't know if I'm really... What am I thankful for? I don't know. I know what you want me to say.
No, No, I... Okay, well, fine. I'll take the pressure off.
Oh, good.
You know, we are truly lucky. We have a great family. We got true friends that are in our lives. We have health. We don't have wealth. But we're comfortable, really. I mean, we don't go without anything. We have a roof over our head.
We should sometimes.
We have food. You know what? But I think that the way we're at, it pushes us to work a bit harder and stuff. Yes, I think, you know, 2013 we'll have to adjust a few things. But we're lucky. You know, we have a lot that people don't. And we have great friends. And really, that's what it's about. And we have fun. We have fun.
Do you do New Year's resolutions? I know I really haven't in the past, but
I
what about you boys in the chat room? Do any of you guys do New Year's resolutions? And what might they be? That's a neat question.
Mm-hmm.
So go on.
I've been doing the same one now for, I've tried for quite a few years, and really is just to have positive outlook and be happy.
Okay.
Try to look at whatever you're going through. Find the positive and something good out of it.
And okay.
Just like, you know, us losing our space in Toronto, there's a reason for that, and something better or something good will come out of it.
Okay.
That's the way it is. And, I mean, it's happened. I mean, just, you know, the help of one of my clients offering, you know, to help, from staff going, you know, we're going to find a place together and we'll stick together. Some decided not to, but, but you know, you just learn, and that's what life is about. It's a journey, and hopefully we learn, and you stumble, and you get up, and you dust yourself, and you go again.
Okay.
But that's about that.
All right. We'll
take a break.
Take a break, and we'll be right back. I am interested, actually, in seeing what people in the chat room do. You do
New Year's
resolutions, and actually, and has anybody ever kept them? Anyways, we'll be right back.